It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the program. Julian Lennon celebrating a birthday today. The first son of John Lennon and the only child of Lennon's first wife, Cynthia Lennon. He turned 61 years old today. And this is the one Julian Lennon song I think you might know. Too Late for Goodbyes, 1986 or so. He sounds a bit like his dad, doesn't he? Julian Lennon turns 61 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined now by Pete Hoekstra. He is Michigan Republican Party chairman, also former U.S. ambassador to the Netherlands during the Trump administration, 18 years in Congress representing the 2nd District of Michigan, also chairman and ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. He's on the phone lines. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. A number of topics we can talk about today. I wanted to ask first about this piece in the Detroit News just yesterday, Craig Mauger with a story. Pete Hoekstra says he's going to use the law to the maximum extent to gain control of the Michigan Republican Party's website and Twitter account. You are the Republican Party chairman, recognized by none other than the former president, Donald Trump. What is the holdup here in allowing you and the party access to the party's website and the Twitter account?
Well, we have individuals in the former leadership of the Republican Party who were voted out on January 6th who continue to refuse to provide us with the access, the passwords, and those types of things to gain access to the website and to the Twitter account and some other social media apps. And so, the judge was very, very clear in his ruling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pete Hoekstra is the chairman. He is the legitimate chairman of the MIGOP. And, all of the materials have to be turned over to Pete and his team, and they refuse to do it. So, we're going to have to go back to court. We're going to have to go back to the judge and find that these folks, again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm a marketing guy. we may find them in contempt of the judge's order, and then they can pay the price that they want. But it's absolutely outrageous three months later, they continue to refuse to provide us access to our materials.
What's the best place, then, if people are looking for, if people try to look for the party's website and the party's Twitter account, they're not going to be hearing from you. What's the best place for people to follow at this point?
Well, they can follow Pete Hoekstra, my personal Twitter account on my Twitter account or X account. I also am on I'm also on Truth Social. Again, just with my name, they can follow me on Truth Social. The website and that gets to be a little bit more difficult, and the thing is, they're not only not providing us access. At this point in time, individuals are putting, as I would describe it, malicious content on these platforms to damage the Republican Party. And so, we thought we'd be able to work through this, in a professional way. And at this point in time, they've not responded to various forms of, processes that are available to us. Through the courts, gentle nudges to get the information. So it's kind of like last week, we decided that, okay, it's now time to unleash every tool that we can have through the legal system to get access to the materials that are rightfully ours.
Pete Hoekstra with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. Pete, a Daily Caller story this past week, strengthening the ties between Goshen and the Chinese Communist Party. This is the same company that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to funnel our Michigan tax dollars toward. What's the latest on this? And why should Michigan tax dollars be put directly toward the Chinese Communist Party?
Well, I mean, I think, number one, Michigan taxpayer dollars should never go to Chinese Communist Party affiliated companies, which Goshen is, which Cattle is, and Marshall. $400 for every man, woman, and child in the state of Michigan is a bad investment when you're sending it to the Chinese Communist Party. The second thing is you should never do it in industries that are critical to our national security. Battery production is an industry that is critical to the national security of the United States. Michigan should not be strengthening the Chinese Communist Party's position in that industry. And that is something that is bipartisan in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans and Democrats are to the point where they're doubling down together to limit the influence of the Chinese Communist Party in these influential industries. The Pentagon is going through a process where it looks like they're going to be removing Goshen and other Chinese Communist Party battery technology from our military bases. Mm-hmm. And so Washington gets it. Our representatives get it. Some of the folks in the Biden administration seem to be getting it. But, in Michigan, we keep happily marching down the trail of embracing the Chinese Communist Party. I think we're going to win. I think we're going to stop this plant in up in Green Township.
Yep.
I think the one in Marshall's, we're a little bit further behind on that. But I think ultimately we've got a great shot at defeating it. And why? Where's the momentum coming from? It's clearly not coming from Lansing. It's coming from the grassroots folks in each of these communities who are recognizing that giving taxpayer dollars to the Chinese Communist Party in the battery industry is really, really a dumb idea. Can't quite figure out why MEDC thinks that this is a good idea or why Gretchen Whitmer continues to believe that this is a good idea. In terms of our economic direction, 10, 12 years ago, when we thought China would be going in another direction, it might have been a wise a prudent investment. But we've seen with Chinese Communist Party behavior over the last number of years, the last 2 to 4 or 5 years, that they're clearly headed in a direction that is antagonistic and a threat to the United States. And we need to change our economic policy. It's happening it seems to be happening in lots of places, but it's clearly not happening in the Whitmer administration.
Pete Hoekstra, Michigan Republican Party chairman here in Michigan, also former congressman. You can find him, importantly, at Pete Hoekstra on X, formerly Twitter, as he fights to get back the Michigan GOP handle. Pete, always a pleasure to speak with you here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds good. Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. You too. That's Pete Hoekstra here on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by NeuroGuard Plus. You can stop concussions before they happen. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouth guard for athletes in all sports. Using the mouth guard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using the breakthrough technology only suffer concussions 0.26% of the time. Incredibly, it increases your strength and speed by up to 16%. Trust MSU and Wayne State. They've tested the NeuroGuard Plus and have certified those results. So go to NeuroGuardPlus.com. Use the promo code Gruber to save 10%. Check it out at NeuroGuardPlus.com. More of the Steve Gruber Show next.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. we take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.